RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Wednesday morning, what's up? Richmond, Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Busy morning around here. There's donuts downstairs. I still haven't had time to go get them. So that's, yeah, that's on my mind right now, certainly. We're out of here later today. We're going over to the immersive Van Gogh exhibition to check that out. We'll give you the full report tomorrow. We'll see what's up over there. We'll post that to the socials, as the kids say. Mike Svetitz joins us at 11 o'clock, as he does my conversation with Craig Hoffman about the Commanders, 11:30. So we've got a busy 11 o'clock hour. Lots to get to. Yesterday, we celebrated the Mets. sorry. How about that? There's a start to the show. Not because I enjoy celebrating the Mets, but because our guy Brian, it was his birthday. It was National Radio Day. These are important things and important milestones, and he's a Mets guy. Well, it's not his birthday today, and they were comically bad in a loss to the Orioles last night. O's have caught the Yankees. Let's go. We'll review all that later in the program. And the Braves nipping at the Phillies' heels. So I think that warrants a little something-something as well. I want to start in the Sun Belt today. We don't always give love to the Sun Belt, but we will this year during college football. Old Dominion had their media day yesterday. We'll get to JMU in a second because they wrapped up their camp yesterday as well. Old Dominion coach Ricky Rain spoke yesterday as part of media day down there in Norfolk. And ODU, look, I mean, they were just like JMU. They sprinted out of the gates as a program. They were red hot. They've cooled down a little. They've still picked up some big wins. I think they'll be competitive this year. Certainly helps to have incumbents bringing back quarterback Grant Wilson. There's a lot of momentum, a lot of energy. Here's what's wild, though, for ODU. Their schedule, here's their first five. They are going to South Carolina. Enough said there. Shane Beamer, SEC team. Then they're going to East Carolina. I wish they were then going to North Carolina and Western Carolina. That would be perfect to have the Carolina championship decided by ODU this year, but they're not. South Carolina first, then they're hosting East Carolina. That'll be a great game. Then they're hosting Virginia Tech. I don't have to tell you how big that one is down there. And by the way, they won that one the last time they played it, off to Bowling Green and Coastal Carolina. That's a heck of a start to the schedule this year, right? That's a first five right there. They will be testing themselves. They also get to host JMU later this year. They'll also be hosting Marshall. It's a heck of a schedule. Here's ODU coach Ricky Rain on what's up with the Monarchs.
It's the best opportunity that Old Dominion's ever had. You know, I mean, that's what I think. I don't look at it as toughest or whatever. It's a great opportunity. I mean, first of all, our home schedule, if you're a fan around here and you just like football, there's no better home schedule maybe in the country, especially at a group of five level. I mean, this is unbelievable. So I think that for us, it's a great opportunity, and that's how we're going to approach it. Listen, I have no idea, like, who we play. You know what I mean? Like, people will send me stuff all the time, like when we play them and stuff. I looked at that a long time ago so that I could make plans. Like, I've already made plans on the Thursday game. I know how we're going to practice that week and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, no idea.
That's your Old Dominion Monarchs, your Bahamas Bowl runners-up last year, second place in the Bahamas Bowl, which everybody finished second place at last year's Bahamas Bowl because it was played in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's a dagger. That used to be the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. When that was sponsored by Popeyes and played in the Bahamas, number one. I would have turned down an Orange Bowl invitation. I would have turned down a college football playoff invitation. No, where I'm needed is the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. And ODU's been to that. They've been to the Bahamas. They know, too. They know what they missed out on. Western Kentucky got him in overtime last year in the Bahamas. So that was a wild game. Enough said about that one for ODU fans. But what a start. Obviously, they won't get South Carolina down there. That's, you know, not a premier SEC team, but only because that league is so dang good this year. Love what Shane Beamer's doing down there in a place where it's really hard to have success. You think about the Florida schools recruit so well in Florida. The Alabama schools have their national pipelines. It's tough. South Carolina isn't producing an SEC football team's worth of players each year. And you got to share them with Clemson. You got to share them with Dabo. What Shane Beamer's done there is very impressive. But you got, I mean, just opportunity after opportunity. It's the right way to frame it for Ricky Rain, is going to South Carolina, then hosting ECU and Virginia Tech back-to-back. Even if you don't win those, you can still make a statement about who you are coming into conference play, which is going to be really dang good, too. And I know they've got November 16th circled, because I know they're ready to claim that state group of five title back from James Madison. And if you're a Liberty fan, don't bother calling. Just kidding. I know there aren't any Liberty fans, so we're good. Don't worry about the phone lines. It's one of those two. Liberty is good. Liberty win. They got App State this year, so they have a real game. I'm excited about that. But certainly last year, the Fiesta Bowl showed what a mirage the 13-0 was. They're a good team. It's stand by the phone waiting for an invitation. When they join the Sun Belt, we'll know for sure. And I think they've got the resources and certainly the athletes to hang when they get there. But until then, it's hard to make a definitive declaration on them with their schedule, which is not entirely their fault. Teams are ducking them. Conferences don't want them. I get that. Still tough. But that JMU-ODU game, I think, is going to be lit this year, November 16th. So the Monarchs have put their training camp in the books, flying towards that game. I'm excited, of course, September 14th when they host the Hokies, part of the revenge tour for Virginia Tech. Down at JMU, they wrapped up camp yesterday as well. And the thing we keep coming back to, Coach Bob Chesney talked after practice, the thing we keep coming back to, it's his first year. It's a lot of the players' first year. That's tough as a football coach. Football is a sport where you really benefit from stacking the practices, stacking the years, stacking the chemistry. They don't have any of that. They got some good players. On paper, they're decent. On the field, though, they're working through some stuff. Here's Bob Chesney on his first year at JMU.
That, you know, when you think back to, see, the thing with those veteran teams is you were in the scheme for multiple years with them. So there was not like a learning curve that you were able to start going to like this upper 10% that you don't typically get to in the playbook. And, you know, this is a little different because we're still in the process of learning. There's things we're doing today that we were finally on the last install that we needed to see, especially defensively and some special teams. So it's really hard to complain or compare. I would say that the difference is the maturity at which this whole group does it. You know, there's those fifth and sixth year guys here, and they know their days are numbered, and I just love watching them compete every day. It doesn't always go their way, but they're very, they see the bigger picture, I guess, you know, is the best way to say it. And they certainly understand that there's a tomorrow. There's not too many left, but there's a tomorrow. And I am directly responsible for the outcomes of what happens tomorrow. All right. And I think that's cool to watch them go through, navigate, and educate the younger guys on.
Ooh, that was almost morbid for a second. I'm glad we caught ourselves there. There is life after football. Ooh, what a relief. But this is it for a lot of these guys. Fifth year, sixth year. Seniors, super seniors, transfer seniors. excuse me. Sorry about that. We're winding through the end of the COVID kids now. The sixth year college football players, the seventh year college football players. I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to miss COVID because we keep getting it, but I'm not going to miss the COVID years because I do feel like it skewed college football a lot of ways. That, of course, a coach wants a 23-year-old on his team when the alternative's an 18-year-old. There's a big gap there. There's a big maturity gap there. But we need the 18-year-olds because that's what college football is all about. It's about college students playing college football, at least until they change it again in a couple of weeks, which they always seem to do. Bob Chesney, though, he's running up-tempo, intense practices. They get a limited amount of practice time. He's got to make the most of every single second because he's preparing everybody. And he talked about how important it is to build the depth on the roster because you know what's going to happen over the course of the year.
The COVID piece taught us that you're never a final product. You're never walking saying, that's our 11. We're great. We got to make sure that we're 3 and 4 deep in positions and that we have them ready to go. And I think we're in a good 2 deep right now. We got to continue to work on the 3, the 4, and find what the 2 is weak at so we don't cost ourselves a game.
Yeah, it's tough. You're rebuilding the whole roster from scratch, basically. I think he's correct to temper expectations. I think the fans are correct to temper expectations. You look at that team on paper, though, the Dukes aren't bad. I think they could win some games. I think they're going to be wearing a really big bullseye as they go around this year. You know where we'll talk about all these things? College football, AWOD's Football Festival. It's Saturday night at River City Roll. 3 to 7, live show 5 to 7. Our guy Gary Hess was just in here. He'll be there with Coach Chris talking high school football with Zach Joachim. Dave Riggert, voice of the Dukes, will be there representing JMU. And lots of other fun guests, including Grant and Danny from D.C. We love our guys, Grant and Danny. So hope to see you all out there. A little Sunbelt football. Get us cooking. We're cooking on a Wednesday morning. When we come back, lots more going on. The world of baseball, big games this week. And, of course, quarterback situations around the league. We'll take you around all of it. Commanders back on the field today. We'll let you know what to expect. We're off and running. It's MP on the mic.
9:10
The Fan, 9:10 to go. MP on the mic, the Wednesday edition. 9:10 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. It's got all the things. Let's do some baseball because yesterday was National Radio Day, and our guy Brian, he's the traffic director here. He's a big Mets fan. He's a big radio fan. The Mets won Monday night, so we played the Mets winning in honor of him. But I'm not a Mets guy, nor do I have to be a Mets guy. And today's not his birthday. And today's not National Radio Day. So back to normal. Orioles Mets last night. And if you can't laugh at this, you might be a Mets fan.
Playing right on the base.
A shot the other way in the left. Nimmo got a great jump, and it's off his glove. It kicks behind him. It's sitting behind the tarp. Mullins will come in to score. And then Young throws down a third, throws it away. It's off the tarp, backed up by Nimmo. Here comes Mountcastle. He scores. Throw to third, not in time. It's an absolute mess.
And they're going to go home.
Two-run score on a little league play full of wild throws and boneheaded mistakes, and the Orioles get two back.
Orioles beat the Mets last night. That was one of two lowlights for the Mets. They also left home plate uncovered, and the Orioles scored a run on a little chopper down the first base line early in the game. Great night to be a New York baseball hater because the Yankees lost as well, which we'll get to in a minute. Orioles in first place in the AL East. That's the way. We like it. In the NL East, look, I said, You know, Phillies and Braves, big series. I said that on Monday. Big series. You know, the Braves have a chance to cut into the Phillies' lead here. I'll be honest. I don't know that I believed it. The Phillies are playing good baseball, pretty far ahead of the Braves. Braves had a devastating injury this week. I meant what I said. It was a big opportunity for the Braves. I didn't think they'd convert on it, but they did. Braves, big winners last night, and against all odds, they're in this thing.
And the 2-2. Fly ball out towards right center field. Here comes Laureano. He slides again, and he's got it! What a dominant top of the ninth defensively for Ramon Laureano. And the Braves win game 1-3-1 over the Phillies.
All right, two more to go, and then they play a four-game set at the end of next week. So six games left here between the Phillies and the Braves in this next little two-week span. Six games back, six games to go. Braves probably can't get away with anything less than 4-2 in that stretch. Probably need a 5-1 to challenge the Phillies. I don't think the Phillies are going to lose that many times. But certainly when you win the first one, it's more interesting, right? It's better radio than if they lose the first one, win the next two, and you know, like, Phillies are just treading water out there. When you win the first one, doors cracked open. Maybe they could sweep. Maybe they could make some noise. Maybe they could be chipping away, which is extra important because they got the Mets breathing down their neck too. Now, the Braves play the Nats after this series. So the Braves are in a good spot here. Nats lost last night to the Rockies. We'll skip that highlight. We will go to Cleveland, though, because as we mentioned, the Baltimore Orioles have taken charge in the American League East. That's because the Yankees fell to the Cleveland Guardians.
Hands just below the chin. The pitch swung out of flare, headed toward right, on the run, diving as Soto can't make the catch, gets by him, it'll roll to the wall. That is going to clear the bases. Kwan, Ramirez, Freeman all scoring, Fry in sliding with a triple. There it is! A three-run triple to right center by David Fry, and the Guardians have blown it open.
The Guardians have blown it open. This is the wildest scoreline possible in a baseball game. It was 3-3 when the ninth inning ended. 3-3 when we went to extra innings. Your final score, Cleveland 9, the Yankees 5. They both scored multiple runs in extra innings, but Cleveland gets it done in the top of the 12th. The Yankees continue the hand-wringing about their bullpen, and off we go. We got ourselves some fun baseball again tonight. Of course, close to home. I guess, should we play the depressing squirrel sounder? It's kind of what we do every day now. Here is your Richmond Flying Squirrels update. We don't need a clip. Squirrel slide continues. 7-5 loss to the Altoona Curve Thursday night. On lemonade night, no less. The lemonade was sour at the Diamond on Tuesday night. Sixth straight loss for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Tied 5-5 in the top of the eighth inning when the Curve broke the game open. 7-5. Have no fear. Nick Morial toes the rubber tonight for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. For Altoona, it's lefty Nick Dombkowski, 3-2 record. Morial 0-0 so far this season. So he's not due. When the guys lose a lot, I say they're due. 0-0. He'd be due for something. He'll get a result either way. 6:35 first pitch. You know where to hear it. Right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Blaine and Trey out there at the Diamond. I will say this. Look, it's sad when the Squirrels lose, but it was a beautiful night last night. I would guess if you went out to the Diamond last night, you didn't leave disappointed. You had a good time. As Parney would say, you made some memories. Tonight is back to teaching night. Teachers and school administrators, free general admission ticket with their school ID at the box office, and $5 glasses of wine and $6 wine slushies from 5:30 to 7:30. Speaking to the teachers' hearts right there. What do teachers want? A glass of wine at the baseball game. You've earned it, teachers. 3 days into the year, this is when This is when there's a lot left, right? It's like you're Josh Shank, you're marking off the days. There's a lot of marks left. We'll get there. We'll get there together. MP on the mic believes in you. As a program, as an institution, as an Odyssey family, we believe in you. Squirrels will make it to the end. They only have 11 more home games this year. And we plug Parney Time from time to time. I feel like we need to plug Parney Time today because a new one posted this morning with Jesse Cole. He is the president of the Savannah Bananas baseball team. His story was wild. We'll get Parney on Friday, obviously, to talk about it. His story is wild. He basically, he sold his house. He sold everything he owned to do the Savannah Bananas and, couldn't make payroll, 2 months in and, was begging everybody, look, this thing will work. People just have to come see it. Nobody believes in it right now because I'm just a crazy guy yapping about what we're going to do. Once people see it, they'll believe in it. They sold out Fenway Park a couple weeks ago. Not too shabby. Biggest story in baseball, for sure.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I learned he does not like comparisons to the Harlem Globetrotters because the Harlem Globetrotters, he says, put on the same show every night. They put on a different show every night, and it is legitimate baseball. There is an outcome. The deck's not stacked. The Bananas don't win every night. Sometimes the party animals, that's the other team, win as well. So he doesn't like the comparison to the Harlem Globetrotters. Fascinating conversation, obviously, him and Parney, two people who know their way around a minor league baseball promotion. Lots of promoting. Maybe there's room for a doubleheader Saturday night. AWOD's Football Festival, which is 3-7. Squirrel's first pitch, 6:35. So he slide in there in about the second, third inning. There's probably a good double dip there. We'll be out at River City Roll. As we do Saturday night, AWOD's Football Festival, going to be a ton of fun. We'll tell you more about that, of course, as the week goes on. Also on my board here of things to note in this segment, I don't know why I put this in this segment. I think it just didn't fit in a segment. Sister Jean, she is the nun who is the mascot, an unofficial mascot, of the Loyola Chicago basketball team, which is in the A-10. Love our A-10 basketball, love our VCU hoops. Turns 105 years old today. Happy birthday, Sister Jean. 105 years old. Still out there watching college basketball. Incredible. She could have known James Naismith. I mean, that's those timelines add up. Sister Jean, happy birthday, Loyola Chicago. Boomer Esiason didn't get your birthday card on the radio, but I did. More MP on the mic right after this. Rolling along, AWOD Radio takes over at noon. Grand Danny, drive you home. Squirrels baseball tonight. You know where you are. It's 9:10.
10:47.
MP on the mic. 9:10. The Fan. 105.1 FM. We'll welcome Mike Svetitz on at 11 o'clock. That'll be on the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. To those who say the perfect news story does not exist, I disagree. The Greene County Record, which we can only assume is the paper of record in Greene County, Virginia, out near Charlottesville, I believe, Greene County. We'll get an official word on that. I need to know where Greene County is after reading this story, of course. Heather Price Ives, she is the reporter at the Greene County Record, chronicling life in Greene County, which she's done a lot of good articles. Crash on Highway 29, your city council meeting. This is the one, though. And we don't usually go into this, but this story is too good not to. Cook's Amateur Pornography, Royals Business at Greene County Convenience Store. This is, of course, your number one most read story this morning. Not just there. This is part of the Richmond Times-Dispatch family of papers. It is actually the number one story this morning in the Richmond Times-Dispatch as well. Here's what you need to know. Hiram Pritchett Jr. is the head cook at Peyton's in Greene County. That's a gas station, convenience store, small kitchen. You know what I'm talking about. You've driven on country roads before. You know, a little everything. Get yourself a sandwich, whatever. Has been filming videos of himself in the kitchen at Peyton's doing things we don't talk about on the radio to himself. Here's the thing, though. The lead is buried here. This is the cut line. There's the picture of him doing the videos, kind of, you know, it's censored. Hiram Pritchett Jr., head cook at Peyton in Greene County, is seen in a 2023 video using lighter fluid to pleasure himself.
No!
I have a number of follow-up questions there. That, what are we doing here? The videos first came to light after Pritchett himself texted them to multiple women in the area.
No!
We're just waving the red flags here. It's a red flag parade. They have since been exchanged among neighbors more out of concern and curiosity than romantic interest.
That's gotta hurt.
I love that we clarify that. They're not interested in dating him.
They're like, can we ask you a few questions? They're like, I have to make something very clear before you ask me anything.
Here is the lead is the first sentence of a newspaper article. And here's the lead. Again, this is Heather Price Ives in the Greene County Record. There's been more cooking at Peyton's Grocery than fried chicken lately.
Very upsetting. Very upsetting.
That's a story right there. More to come, I'm sure, from Greene County. The gas station has been closed off and on recently, reopened on August 1st. The owner, Rebecca Pritchett, who appears to be the mom of Hiram in the chain of events here, appears to be, told the Daily Progress their August 1st reopening went pretty decent, considering.
Considering,
you know, the thing. Many Greene County residents have demanded the Virginia Department of Health investigate these allegations, but the department is actually not in charge of the establishment. Small grills inside a convenience store fall under the purview of the Department of Agriculture.
So, not our problem.
They don't get the A, the B, the C in the window. You don't do that at a small town gas station. The Department of Health draws the line somewhere, and that line is small town gas station. Where's the line, Bob?
Where's the line, Bob?
They're family owned Peyton's Grocery in the news. This sometimes you catch one like locally, or like this will be on every late night show in America tonight. This will be on national news within 24 hours. You heard it here first, because it happened in good old Greene County, Virginia. What's annoying is I enjoy stopping at those little places to eat when I used to go to UVA all the time, go down to Virginia Tech. I enjoy stopping at the small place. Now, we shouldn't be mentioning any businesses in light of all this, but the market, the Bel Air Market in Charlottesville, it's in an Exxon gas station, best sandwiches in the state. I'll put them against anybody. They're giving gas station food a bad rap unnecessarily here.
That's very true.
There's more cooking at Peyton's Grocery than fried chicken lately. The casual, he's using lighter fluid to do it. That very casual. I have follow-up questions.
I feel like you're not mentioning that he then proceeds to set the lighter fluid alight.
I have a lot of questions.
Very upsetting.
I'm not doing any research on this matter. hopefully, there'll be a follow-up article in the Greene County Record, my new favorite local publication.
Yes.
Setting the record straight.
Peyton's Grocery also wants us to know negativity is not needed or wanted. Pritchard will continue to be the primary cook.
They didn't fire him.
No.
They did not fire
him. Not a fireable offense.
I know this. It's hard to find good help these days. You know this, that line cooks can be a temperamental lot. Where's the line, Bob? Indeed. If that is not the line, where is the line? We do not know.
There may be no line.
We do not know. There is no line. I don't think we can go from there to Tom Brady, so we'll stick with this. we can't. We can't do it. Tom Brady at 11:15. His thoughts on quarterbacks. We'll go around the quarterback world. Did you see the Democratic convention last night? They did the state roll call, and then all of a sudden, it became like this musical showcase. Lil Jon came out, and then we were off and running at that point. There was a lot going on. Lil Jon came out and did Turn Down for What, and then like the party was, so every state cast their votes. It's a big ceremonial thing. They all did their own song, and some states did better than other states. Virginia got the vibe, played a Timbaland song, right? So it became just like this millennial dance party. Nevada, a state that doesn't have a lot of street cred, still, they've got the Killers. They played Mr. Brightside.
Okay.
Not all the states got the memo, though. And so this guy, the dance party, everybody's into it. And then, West Virginia, they're still doing Take Me Home Country Roads.
That's their thing.
That's their thing. That's what they've got. They're not quite. And then Wisconsin was up. They did Jump Around.
Oh, okay.
Which Wisconsin, too white to fully participate, but they got Jump Around. That's their thing. That's great. All the way back and forth. Sweet Home Alabama for Alabama.
Classic.
Kansas, my state. Carry on, Wayward Son.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's Kansas.
They're looking more and more dated every year, though. That's a Republican convention song, not a Democratic convention song. But Lil Jon, come in, they had the C-SPAN graphic, like Lil Jon, rapper, as he like pops out and gives Georgia's votes in the roll call. It was a moment. It was a moment.
We live in a society.
We do, from time to time, every once in a while. We're back for hour number two. Mike Svetitz joins the program. We will talk about everything NFL. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's a Wednesday. It's 11 o'clock. We love to check in with our guy, Mike Svetitz, at frontpagebets.com. Big morning on the show for the Lee Enterprises Empire. That's the company that owns the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We just spent, Mike, the last segment talking about this barn burner of a story in the Greene County Record, which I'm sure you've seen. It's made its way around about the gas station and the cook. Mike is on the other side of the world. He's writing about sports. That's the good stuff. We'll bring him in. How's it going?
What's going on, bud? How's everything?
Living the dream. We are in week zero of college football. And the beauty of week zero is that there are games that we would not spend 10 seconds thinking about if they were part of week five. But they get a whole dang segment because it's college football and it's finally happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's I guess we're starving for some football if we're going to be talking about, well, one, at least one of the games is decent. The other three, if you like that Hawaii, that late Hawaii action, you know, where the 37.5 point favorites over they're playing,
Hawaii's got Delaware State.
That's right.
I only know that because it's in front of me.
This is like Delaware State. What's the Delaware State mascot again?
That's the Hornet. Delaware State Division I? I mean, it doesn't sound like it.
I don't know.
Nobody. FCS. They're part of the MEAC. They are.
Let's go.
That's if you're Delaware State. That's a win. Travel out to Hawaii. Play on national TV. Line has moved though, Mike. Hawaii by 39 now.
I'm just now seeing that 39.5 at MGM
and rising.
40.5 at FanDuel. Get in now while you got it.
And rising. I love that for the Delaware State kids getting a trip out to Hawaii. Florida State, Georgia Tech in Dublin. Which is exciting to start the college football season. But I think we all know the real action starts the next week. And I know you're working on all the angles, everything. You got Clemson, Georgia there. We've been watching Tech Vanderbilt. Tech's a 14-point favorite. That scares the crap out of me. Georgia's a 14-point favorite over Clemson, which I think makes a lot of sense. I think Georgia's going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, I think Georgia's going to be really good. I mean, obviously they're picked to you know, they're number one in the AP preseason poll. You've got two-time national champions, you know, last 3 years. It's going to be interesting to see how they shape out at quarterback, right? Because Stetson Bennett was gone. Now you've got the kid in there. I just wrote about him, the new quarterback that's in there. Well, not new. I think he started last year as well. Can they run with? Here's the question: can they run with Texas?
Yeah.
Because Texas coming in the SEC, and Texas has got Quinn Ewers, who took them to the college football playoff last year, and then you got the best quarterback that never taken a snap in a meaningful game in Arch Manning that everybody wants to see play. So you got that going on, and Texas is Texas, and I think as much as we joke about Texas being back, they might actually be back this year.
That fan base is going to be unhinged because you have a guy who's probably a legit top 10 NFL draft pick as your quarterback, and the first time he throws an incompletion, you know the message boards are just going, we got Arch Manning on the bench. Exactly. Why isn't Arch Manning playing?
That's exactly right. And that's what's, if you're being a backup quarterback at a major Division I school is like the best thing until you actually get in. And then if you don't produce, then where do you go from there, right? And Carson Beck was the quarterback I was thinking about from Georgia. You know, he's almost tied with Dylan Gabriel at Oregon for Heisman, preseason Heisman favorites in the odds. And then you got, Quinn Ewers is number three on the odds, and we're talking about Arch Manning. So, like, I get the name and the pedigree, but I think Quinn Ewers has proven what he can do. He beat Alabama. He's taken them to the national championship, or at least the college football playoff, right? They're going to the SEC this year, where they're going to need big players and big time games, and that's what he's done. I think Arch Manning gives them a little bit different option, and you got a game plan for both of them if you're defensive, so that helps. That's in Texas's favor. But when the chips are down and you need a drive, you got to go with Quinn Ewers, in my opinion.
He's proven it, that's why the coaches coach and the fans write on the message boards. And
exactly. Do they do message boards anymore, Michael? Because I guess they do.
I think they still do. I'm working under the assumption they still do message. They probably tweet in real time, but hopefully somebody's logging it for posterity on the message board. Because message boards are a treat.
If it's not on the message boards, did it ever happen? That's what I'm wondering.
I know a guy whose buddy is a big booster, and he told me exactly what's going to happen next week.
This is it. And coach is on the hot seat. We're getting Nick Saban. I saw him at the Walmart.
I got a friend who's a realtor who said he's looking for houses out there in Tuscaloosa.
That's it. We tracked his plane. We got it.
Oh, no, nobody tracks planes like college football fans. I have an unfortunate update here, Mike. I hate to do this mid-segment. Our guy Derby Bill just wrote in, shared this link with me. The Delaware State football team was supposed to fly to Hawaii last night, but their bus did not make it to Delaware State, so they did not make the bus ride to JFK, so they did not make the flight. Pennsylvania-based Wurtz Motor Coaches, the company that handles the team travel, said in a statement that an internal scheduling malfunction in the company's reservation system led to the team being delayed and ultimately missing the flight. We might be down 25% of our college football inventory on Saturday.
That's breaking news. Look at Derby Bill coming in hot.
When I need breaking news, Derby Bill's my guy. Obviously,
that's the guy. I mean, this is great. The bus broke down, but they're going to Hawaii. At first, I was like, wait, you can't take a bus to Hawaii. What are we doing? I was like, that's the problem right there. They're trying to drive.
When we were both at the TD, Wayne Epps, who covered VCU, was going out to the Maui Invitational. You remember, we'll set the whole backstory.
I have nightmares about this.
We'll set the whole backstory because it doesn't involve Wayne. VCU had a deal to host UVA for a game, which was obviously an incredibly big deal for them. So if the Maui Invitational starts on like a Tuesday, I think it is. I think they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
UVA said they could do the game on that Sunday. Like that was the day they needed to do the game on that Sunday. And VCU was like, hey, we're going to Maui. And UVA was like, in my understanding of this was, that's our date. That's when we're available. Do you want to play us or do you want to wait a year? And so they did it. So the deal was, it was a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon game, early afternoon. When the game was over, they were going to go bus to the airport, and they were taking a private jet to Dallas, where they were going to hang out for the night and then get on a commercial flight to Hawaii in the morning. And they were going to be the last team in Maui on that Monday, where they do all the practices and like the warm-up day. So team perspective first, they flew to Dallas, they had the hotel, they go to the airport the next morning, their flight was delayed 6 to 8 hours. They missed the opening ceremonies in Maui and lost to UVA. So double whammy there. They missed their time in Hawaii. Wayne covered the game, was flying Richmond to JFK and then JFK to Maui, just like Delaware State. It's the flight of champions. Missed the connection, got to the gate like 25 minutes before the flight was supposed to leave, but they had already closed the door because he got delayed, and he ended up flying all over the place to get there.
I remember this, and it reminded me of another TD sports writer who booked the flight a year in advance and didn't realize his flight was for New Year's Eve 2022 instead of New Year's Eve 2021, which was we will leave that sports writer unnamed.
I showed up once along this. I mean, this was the date way back when we were family owned. It was Media General. It was across the street. There was a travel agent who, if you needed to go somewhere, you called the travel agent and they left you a paper ticket to go fly on the flight. And so at some point they were like, maybe we should quit doing this, maybe we should modernize. And then they started emailing you the itinerary. So I called to get my ticket to go somewhere, and you know me, I don't check my email. Like I'm not Mr. Organized. That is not among the things people accuse.
Check your email.
People accuse me. I had told them what flight I wanted. The morning of, I get up, I go look, I can't find the email, which is like, that's kind of a funny thing, but you know, whatever. I go to the airport, I go to the check-in desk, like American Airlines, like, you're here to check in. We got no clue who you are, and you're not booked on this flight. Oops.
And I know we're hijacking the show here, because I know everybody wants to talk about sports, but the best story about missing a flight, and I'll be quickly. National championship game 2013, Auburn, Florida State. We're flying out of Atlanta on New Year's Eve morning to fly to Phoenix, to fly to Newport Beach, and they're playing in the Rose Bowl, right?
Yep.
So me and my beat writer drive from Auburn to Atlanta, which is like an hour and a half drive, but you have to change time zones, right? didn't negotiate the time zone change as efficiently as I would have liked. We get to the security gate. I'm like, it's 6 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Nobody's flying out this early. Everybody's flying out this early. We're in the line. And you've been to the Atlanta airport. Connecting through there is beautiful. Flying out of there originally is the worst in the world. And they've got one security line for the busiest airport on the planet, and we get stuck in the line. Anyway, long story short, I see an opening in the security line where they're opening a new deal. I bust through. I figure my beat writer's on my hip. He's not. He's about 300 people back. I get through. I text him. I'm like, I'll hold the plane for you. TSA.
A thing
like
you can
that.
Famously do, yes.
Yeah, right. I was like, so I get there as they're about to close the door. And I'm like, hey, my guy's right behind me. They're like, sir, if he's not here in 60 seconds, he's not flying. And I was like, no, you don't understand. And they said, sir, you have two options. You can stay here and wait for him or miss the flight, or you can get on and make your flight. And I was like, man, sucks for you, Alex. I'm gone.
Had to.
And you talk about, I think he spent New Year's Eve in the Atlanta airport, which is, you know.
Oof.
Yeah.
So festive.
Good times.
This has been our week zero preview with Mike Svetitz of Front Page Bets. We did it, Mike. Next week, we're going to be talking about a full slate of college football. Miami going to Florida. Of course, all the big ones we mentioned. Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah,
I'm fired up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go to frontpagebets.com. Mike's got everything up, the golf, the NASCAR, NFL win totals, which we talk about all the time on here. We get them at frontpagebets.com. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
All right, Michael. Thanks, bud.
All right. That's my favorite segment of the day. We're not going to top that. We'll give it a try on the other side, though. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
We get paid to do this. Days like this. Feel like we're stealing money in here. Good show if you missed any of it. The Odyssey app's got the rewind button. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Shout out to the Washington Mystics. Their games air on the Team 980, our sister station in D.C. If the WNBA draft was today, they would be selecting first overall. Ring the bell. Let's play some WNBA. Who's going to get Paige Beckers? It's the Washington Mystics. Now, they cannot rest on their laurels, and this is important. We're out of the Olympic break here. They're 6-22, 6 wins, 22 losses. So is LA, same record. Now, we got the tiebreaker, so take that. But Dallas, 6-21, nipping at their heels. Cannot rest. We must be vigilant. We must rest the starters. We must play bad basketball the rest of the way. There's simply no alternatives at this point. We've got to make it happen. Got to get the number one pick because there's nothing else to look forward to.
It's all we got.
What was the TV saying just now? DC is the worst place to be a sports fan.
They did say that.
It's tough to argue at this juncture in time. Maybe in the future, though. Commander's update. The city of D.C. has paid an L.A.-based venue and management company $565,000 to study the feasibility of redeveloping the RFK site and to undertake an effort to relocate the Washington Commanders to the stadium site. $565,000 for a study on whether or not it would be a good idea for the Commanders to play at RFK. I am offering to do it for half right here, and I think they've already signed the contract. This is a shame. SMG Holdings, LLC, and that they put together this is an extensive document, to be fair. Eric Flack, he is a TV reporter up there, WUSA, he's got it. This is the price SMG Holdings is charging DC. We gave you the big number, $565,000. They broke it into 7 tasks, each with their own thing. Like, examine stadium financing options, $53,500. Project orientation and preliminary due diligence, $18,000. NFL club deal structure, $64,000. Travel, printing, and postage expenses, $40,000. Look, I know ink's expensive these days, and it runs out so quickly. like our home printer, like we buy the XL ink cartridge. That just means you got like a week and a half instead of 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Ink's expensive these days. Postage? I mean, what's a stamp now? 60-some cents? Is a lot of money. They don't have email, apparently.
I was going to say, how many letters are you sending?
$40,000 worth of travel printing and postage expenses baked into the project.
Am I losing it, or is RFK not in Virginia?
No, this is D.C.
Yeah, okay.
This is D.C.
Okay, seems pretty close still.
This is SMG Holdings. They're doing all their due diligence here.
Mm.
They're doing all the things. They're traveling, they're printing, they're mailing, they're stamping. They're getting notaries. I don't know.
They're getting the best stamps.
The commemorative stamps. They're using commemorative stamps. $40,000 in stamps. To decide about RFK. Let me save you the time. The team's decided they're going to RFK. The Washington Commanders have decided they're going to RFK. I actually will be chatting with at a press conference with Josh Harris, the owner of the Commanders, on Sunday night. Before the game, he's going to chat with us, give us an update on things. When they say new stadium in 2030, they don't mean in Virginia and they don't mean in Maryland. They own the land in Maryland. They could squirrels this thing and just put a bulldozer there tomorrow and get moving. You could be open, you know, maybe not for 27, but probably by 27 in Maryland. In Virginia, I got to think they'd clear the way for you. They're talking about RFK because of all the hurdles. You don't need consultant studies. You need a vote in the United States Senate, and that's significantly harder to do. Now, the team is enlisting the people to get to that juncture, but I think this is the bureaucracy, you know, crossing their T's, dotting their I's, make sure they've got the votes in the D.C. City Council, and they've got the paperwork that says this is a good deal. By the way, for $565,000, they'll put whatever you want them to put in that report. You want to find out if it's a good idea? How much you paying us is a great idea. Unless you think it's a bad idea, and then we think it's a bad idea, too. Don't you worry about that. We'll save Tom Brady for tomorrow, because obviously we got to get to Craig Hoffman, because we talk Commanders around here. We're the home of the Commanders, AWOD's Football Fest this weekend. But I want to play Aaron Rodgers. This is clip 10 here. Aaron Rodgers talking about the end of Jets training camp. Camps ending this week across the league. Final three practices for the Commanders this week. Final practices in New York. Aaron Rodgers says we're working harder than we've ever worked before.
I would say the camp is much harder this year and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. I give Robert a lot of credit because he, from the start of the offseason, said this is going to be a tough training camp. And I think it's been a lot of reps for the ones. He told me the other day we were somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 more reps, I think, at this point in camp than last year, and it feels like it, but it's good. I think it's going to allow us to maybe be a little more ready. And we've been fortunate with injuries. You know, we haven't had a ton of injuries so far. So I like it. It's been great. You talk to the older guys. Not a lot of complaints from any of those guys. The young guys don't know any better. So it's been good.
Make them work. Andy Reid does it. And you got your differences in training camps, right? Andy Reid says, let's work. Let's play the starters. They're doing that in New York. They have to. It's a brutal schedule out of the gate. Jets will be working hard out of the gate. And there's no margin for error in that division with how good the Dolphins are and how good the Bills are. They got to be ready for Week 1 because you're running out of Aaron Rodgers' seasons. This is the last one you're guaranteed. And I don't even know that you're guaranteed the whole thing. You got to take advantage of it. I want to talk Commanders. We'll do that on the other side with our friend Craig Hoffman. We'll take you up to noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.